Throughout the month of November, we're broadcasting a new series on the impact of technology on music. Last week, we met students at the Clive Davis School of Recorded Music in New York City who were learning basic acoustics, electronics, and developing their own plans to enter the pop, jazz, and rock music industry. Today, we want to explore the classical world. And the question is, did classical instruments reach the state of the art in the 18th century? In a moment, we'll visit with a violin maker in Brooklyn who's still shaping instruments out of wood and glue, but he's getting some high-tech help. By using sophisticated equipment, he's been able to analyze the old master's techniques and apply them to new violins. First, though, to Portland, Oregon, where today the Violin Society of America wraps up a week-long get-together. Reporter Sadie Babbitt sent this postcard with highlights of the latest innovations in instrument building.
Hi, I'm Joseph Curtin. I'm a violin maker. This is my ultralight violin, which is very symmetrical, has elements that are ancient, like this scroll design, which I saw in a museum in Japan, which I thought looks fresh and modern as well. And overall, it's sort of a minimalist instrument. I've taken all the lines and taken some of the Baroque curls out of them and reduced it to a sort of a more basic outline, which gives a sort of modern flavor.
My name is David Ravinas. See, I put my chin on the left side here, down below, and then all of my handwork is happening on the upper right. So from the lower left to the upper right, it's very short.
This is the size of a violin.
This is the size of a violin, yeah, but it's a viola.
This is like Salvador Dali's painting. You know?
I would say that it looks as if someone took a viola that had been made out of silly putty and grabbed it on the upper left and grabbed it on the lower right and just pulled it and stretched it in those directions.
It's so small, it's like a violin.
My name is Jim Hamm, and this is my friend Ted White.
Hi. The idea was actually to build a balsa wood instrument.
The entire concept of the cello is to make it musically functional and very, very light in weight, and it turns out that we've learned a lot.
And I would like to see us come to the point where we can exceed what you can get out of a Stradivari. You say that in some quarters and they go and cross their fingers at you, right? Because that's the golden standard, not to be exceeded. But I don't see why you can't exceed that.
Reporter Sadie Babbitt sent that audio postcard from the Violin Society of America convention. It ends today in Portland, Oregon.